This is Akashvani, the news read by Naresh Mago. The election campaign for the remaining phases of the general elections has intensified with the completion of the first phase on Friday. Senior leaders and star campaigners of all political parties, including the Grand Alliance and the NDA, are holding multiple rallies across the country to woo the voters. With just 4 days left for campaigning to end on Wednesday for the second phase, leaders are leaving no stone unturned. In this phase, the Lok Sabha seats going to polls are all 20 in Kerala, 14 out of 28 in Karnataka, the remaining 13 seats in Rajasthan, 8 seats each in Uttar Pradesh and Maharashtra, 7 seats in Madhya Pradesh, 5 seats each in Assam and Bihar, 3 seats each in West Bengal and Chhattisgarh, and 1 seat each in Tripura and Jammu and Kashmir. Congress Central Election Committee today held a meeting related to Lok Sabha elections at party headquarters in New Delhi. Party President Mallikarjun Kharge, Congress Parliamentary Party Chairperson Sonia Gandhi and other senior leaders were present in the meeting. Senior party leaders from Punjab also attended the meeting. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said, "Today the world is looking towards India to ensure global peace in these times of conflict." Mr. Modi said that the credit for this new role of New India is being given to its growing capabilities in foreign policy and its cultural image. He was addressing the gathering after inaugurating the 2550th Bhagwan Mahavir Nirvan Mahotsav at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi on the auspicious occasion of Mahavir Jayanti. Mr. Modi said that the dedication and commitment of the youth towards the values of Bhagwan Mahavir is a sign that the nation is moving forward in the right direction. He said that amidst global conflicts with countries at war, the teachings of India's Tirthankars have become even more important. 12 security force personnel were injured in a bus accident today in Bastar district of Chhattisgarh. After the polling in the Bastar parliamentary constituency, a bus carrying Madhya Pradesh Armed Forces personnel was going from Dantewada district to Gariaband district. The bus went out of control and overturned near Dilmili village, located in Kodinar area in the Bastar district, injuring 12 jawans in the incident. The injured jawans are being treated at Dimrapal Medical College Hospital. The condition of all the jawans is reported to be out of danger. The National Testing Agency, NTA, has begun the registration process for the University Grants Commission National Eligibility Test, UGC, NET, June 2024. Interested candidates can apply for the NET through the link available on the official website. The registration process will remain open till the 10th of May. The examination to award Junior Research Fellowship to eligible candidates and for appointment as Assistant Professor and admission to PhD in 83 subjects. Talking to Akashvani News, Director General NTA Subodh Kumar Singh said that the candidates are allowed to fill out only one application. In Jammu and Kashmir, a headmaster was arrested along with pistol and grenade in Surankot area of Poonch district today. According to official sources, a joint operation was launched by police and army, and during searches, an OGW, namely Kamaudin, was arrested. Police has started an investigation in this regard, and an FIR has been lodged in a local police station. The U.S. House of Representatives has passed a $95 billion legislative package, including $60 billion providing security assistance to Ukraine. The Senate is expected to take up the bill for passage this coming week. President Joe Biden has promised to sign the package as soon as he gets it. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast that severe heat wave conditions will continue to prevail over Gangetic West Bengal till today and in isolated pockets over Jharkhand and Bihar till the 24th of this month. It said hot and humid weather will prevail over coastal Andhra Pradesh, Yanam, Rayalaseema, Tamil Nadu, Puducherry, Karaikal, Kerala and Mahe till Wednesday. Balraj Panwar clinched India's first Paris Olympics quota in rowing by securing the third position in the men's single scull event of the 2024 World Asian and Oceanian Olympic and Paralympic Qualification Regatta at Chungju in South Korea today. The 25-year-old rower from the Indian Army demonstrated remarkable performance by clocking 7 minutes and 1.27 seconds in the 2,000-meter race and secured the quota. And that is the end of this news bulletin.